Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, a.k.a. Roro. Right there next to me, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian. If this was not a show about beverages, I'd ask you about that sweet shirt. Where are you coming in from today?
Oh, that is a damn fine cup of coffee. I am here in Snoqualmie, Washington at the Twin Peaks Hotel, the Salish Lodge. I'm in a weird function room, and I'm ready to talk about beverages with you. I wouldn't miss this for anything.
So how did you get tonight's beverages up there with you? That's a big haul to tote around with you.
You're absolutely right. These bags are called the Wine Angel. I got a pack of them. And they're shoved into bubble wrap, and then inside another layer of bubble wrap. It's double, like, sealed and then Velcroed shut. Shut those in a suitcase. I went all or nothing on this. Put them in the same checked luggage as the podcast equipment. Just figured, like, this is either happening or it's not happening.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate that you went the extra mile. Did you have
Thank
to pay
so
a baggage fee to check that bag?
No, listen, because this is on topic, I'll go ahead and shout out the fact that I'm a Alaska Airlines credit card holder, and the flight up here, it was covered. It's on the arm. Appreciate right, you guys.
We have a big, 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 big episode tonight. We have a great guest. Before we get to that, real quick, some business at the top of the show. Just want to check in on this vision board of ours. All right. I added a couple things for us, JoJo. Are you ready for number one? This is due to last week. Jägermeister cold brew. I almost didn't believe that was a thing when people were talking about that in the comments last week. It is indeed a thing, and it's on the vision board, so we will drink it maybe sooner than later. That seems like a dream that we can make come true pretty soon there.
I would say I'm speechless. I just thought it was going to be something that someone made other than the Jägermeister Corporation. I wasn't expecting this to be a bottled item. I thought this was like, you know, a cafe gone off the rails.
No, this is a bona fide product. Hopefully we will be sipping on sooner than later. So that's happening. Are you ready for the next thing?
We need a metalhead. We need like a metalhead guest for that one.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay.
We'll make that happen.
Yes.
Boom. You may be asking, who is this that I just put on the vision board? This right here is Lauren Featherstone. And Lauren Featherstone, at least back in 2017, held the world record for the video game near and dear to our hearts, Tapper. And I'm putting it out to the universe, full transparency. I've already messaged her on Instagram, but hopefully we'll get her on the show. I'm thinking she can give me some tips on playing Tapper, and we'll see what she's all about as far as beverages going. So putting that out to the universe as well.
Love this. Love that Raglan Tapper shirt. I want to know if she's a root beer tapper or traditional tapper player. I have questions galore. Can't wait to have her on the show.
I'm guessing OG would be my guess, but we'll find all that out. So that's on the vision board. So stay tuned for all those dreams coming true. Of the dreams that have come true so far, not many, but we're working on that. That's
we
okay.
got it.
We'll get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, way to put some quick hits up there. I think that's important. Never moved Olipop over.
Yeah. That's right. Oh yeah. Well, we'll take care of that maybe next week. Yeah, so next week we'll get to move Olipop. Next week we're drinking the limited edition Olipop soda. That's going to be exciting. Unfortunately, if I'm going to be totally honest, it's sold out, so it's going to be hard for some of you Bev heads to get your hands on it. But still, go to drinkolipop.com. Who knows what will happen. And we also are going to drink the sampler pack, which is available. And we'll probably be hyping up some cans that I'm going to sell on YouTube, eBay for a ridiculous amount of money next week, too. So get ready for that.
Is there any reason at all we shouldn't go live from a movie theater?
None whatsoever.
And I mean, specifically, I should be clear, at the Minions movie?
drinking this during the movie and live streaming?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
It seems with all the crazy marketing they're doing, that might not be frowned upon. They've probably seen everything at the movie theater.
There's already someone else there. Someone else lined up who's got a spot. Ah.
So that's next week. Join us for that. That should be fun. Follow us at T-Bash Live everywhere. And there's that great link in the bio everywhere that will take you wherever you need to go. If you want to comment on tonight's episode, go to our Instagram. We have a post for each episode that also has the menu if you want to drink along with us. So let's get into it. I can't wait to chat with our guest tonight, JoJo.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is...
We have a very... dream. Very, very, very special guest. Okay, we got an actor, writer, producer, podcaster. She has been seen in The Shrink Next Door, Black Monday, Happy Endings, Atypical, much, 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 much more. I'm talking an IMDb that just goes on and on for days.
Seen it.
She has a book out, New York Times bestseller, The Wreckage of My Presence? Essays. A memoir, which... Oh, what'd you
say? I was saying you didn't get past the cover. Maybe you need to...
I have not read this book yet, but I've heard my wife laugh out loud 100 times while she was reading this book. So that's amazing. Co-hosts the hit podcast Bitch Sesh, which is also amazing. Drinks things, and we're going to find out if she likes ducks as well. Please welcome to the show. I can't believe this is happening. Are you guys ready? Casey Wilson.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
I'm so happy to be here amongst you all to talk about this important topic, and I've tried to make my background.
That is
ready. Oh, you're ready to roll.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, you're already doing a better job than we've ever done. Look at this framing of all the...
town just willy-nilly, like bringing my wine and checking it in a suitcase, like I have it here, you know.
Wow.
And I gotta say, so we could see you backstage in like this tiny little thumbnail, and it looks like you were like opening your wines and getting them ready. I'm very excited for this.
I was nervous I wouldn't be like totally ready. I've got my glass. I'm ready.
Okay,
fantastic. Breathe. So that's now, probably a really good idea.
So before we get to the wine, Casey, this is how we start every show to get to know our guests. It's called the beverage profile.
Okay.
So basically, we're going to go through a typical day for you, starting at when you wake up in the morning, and we're going to go through every beverage that you drink in a typical day. Now, okay. don't overthink it at all. Some people are like, I only drink water. That's so boring. No. We're here for all of it. Okay. So what time are you waking up these days?
I wake up at like 6:45 or 7, and I don't drink water enough at all. And sometimes have to consume that beverage. Hold on to your hats, listeners and viewers. I can't even say this to people. It's not relatable. Sometimes I'll get like an IV water. So that's how I'll drink that beverage, like a vitamin IV. Your face is... Okay, so water I need to be better about is my point.
Wait. Oh, you broke up for 1 second, and it sort of sounded like you said, I have a vitamin IV of water.
I did.
Okay.
I was saying, like, every 2 weeks, I drink so little water, I feel so dehydrated. And I know what you're thinking, which is, like, drink more. And to that, I say I do, but sometimes I will get it in an IV form in LA.
Okay, but that's not happening at 6:45 or 7, or is it?
I guess so. You're not right. I was just sort of saying that's when most people, to me, it feels like they go get their water. So for me, I skip right past that because I know.
You're not worried about the morning, wetting the whistle in the morning because you got that IV coming.
Yeah, I know. I got that sweet IV coming.
That's right. You can just take a moist sponge and put it to your lips. That's it.
That's right. And I know this is sounding insane right off the bat, but I should drink more water is my main like thing I want to say. But I'm getting a coffee right away. I have Pete's cold brew in my fridge, like a can of it.
Okay.
That's very strange that our friend Matt McConkey showed me that I'll put with over ice and then with Oatly oat milk. Then you throw one Splenda in there and the next thing you know you have a milkshake.
Oh wow. You just said so many things that we love. We love Matt McConkey, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. We love Oatly, the clear winner when we shout out oat milks. And canned coffee, we're all about it. Did you land on the Pete's variety because of Matt? Was there any trial and error?
Through that very specifically. Sometimes I'll do a Stumptown if I can't find Pete's. Hmm. Stumptown, actually, I have to say, liking a little more in the can form. It's very strange. I have one can per day. Go on. Sorry.
You're good. The Stumptown, the can, that's like the night. Is it the Nitro one?
Yes. The Nitro one.
Yes. And so.
On that detail,
you're ripping that. Do you put it into? Are you adding all this stuff into the can? Or are you?
They're such great questions.
On the glass? Thank you so
Thank
much
you for asking. It's a glass that I also then take with me on carpool to my kids' school. So people are often I put a metal straw in. So people are always like, "Ooh, is that like a glass from home?" And it is. It's strange. It's like a glass.
Is there a lid on it?
Mm-mm, it's a glass.
That's bold on its own. I'm not always worried about the fact that it's from home because everything is from home, right? Like, I mean, anybody's bringing a cup, it's from home.
Trash, but it's a glass.
But is it a singular glass that's only used for this thing?
Oh, I have it. I have one right here.
Yes.
Beautiful. Or is this
water? And I know what I just said, but this is exactly what it looks like. Picture iced coffee.
I can do this. Oh,
yeah.
And then I go like this.
Trying to catch that straw.
And you're rolling into.
When you're like diving, kids. I'm like.
Now this doesn't. I call me crazy. Does this fit into the cup holder of your car? It looks a little bit of a wide way.
Andy, of course it would. I wouldn't be that crazy. Of course it does. It fits right in.
And so, where are people? You're saying that people are being like, "Is she crazy? Is it because you're worried about dropping the glass and breaking it, taking?
I've definitely done that. It's a thin lip glass. Sometimes, one time I put my purse down too hard in the middle, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just bringing this cup about my day, like wherever I'm going, if I'm going to work. Anywhere I'm going, this is coming, this one glass. And then I have to bring it in the night, you know, and that part's annoying.
And this is
not always coming in. Is that true? Sometimes it's sticking around in the car.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. My husband's like, this is so disturbing and disgusting. What's going on with your glasses everywhere?
But
does anyone ever open a cupboard and find no glasses for water?
Yeah.
Okay.
It feels kind of reckless and badass at the same time, because also you don't have a lid on it in the car. In like,
I like that freedom. It's like, I don't need my fucking water bottle in my, like, you guys are all so obsessed with your goddamn tops and your, it's just, when I see people with those things, I just think, God, are you okay? Like, live a little, you know? Oh, here it comes.
We have to be, but
what a drag.
I like this. This is like some bad to the bone energy, bringing that into the school yard.
I have anger at water drinkers because I can't master it, and that's what you're getting. It's just coming out of jealousy. Wow.
But I like that this is coming to the schoolyard, and like it does seem like parents are stressing out about it. Like you're brandishing a knife. Like maybe they see you have a boot knife. Not that you're swinging one around, but that like they can see that it's there.
They're always like, oh. They make a big like show of it. Like,
kind of hold the kids back for a second. And
I'm like, hey, and I don't give anything. I go, hi. Like,
that's right.
And so have people ever commented about the glass out in the world?
A ton. A lot. Every day. Yeah.
That's also seems unnecessary.
And yet you roll with it. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Goodbyes.
Okay, so you have your iced coffee. Why Splenda? Wait, I don't want to go past the Splenda.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the Splenda real quick.
I just love Splenda, and I know it's bad, and I really know I'm one Google away from just giving it up. I know, so I don't Google it. I know it's bad. I'm like I'm a sugar addict. Like, I love a sweet taste, and there's just something about it, and I've given up a lot, but I actually don't even have candy anymore, but I'm like, can I just have this? Like,
yeah,
this
yeah, one yeah.
Thing? You can.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. We're not shaming you for the Splenda.
Like, universe is God saying that when it's time for me to go. Like, I don't know.
But it feels like you're kind of carrying a lot with this glass and the Splenda. It kind of seems like a lot, yet you don't care. So it's a real kind of contradiction happening at the same time.
That's the story of my life. Yeah, I didn't know this was going to get so real.
Okay, so after that, you drop the kids off and all the parents are mad dogging you about your glass.
Yeah.
So what happens? Like, take us through like 9 o'clock to like 11 o'clock on a typical day.
Okay. Then I will get into a green juice that I drink that much of, and then that like sediment just comes down to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And are those
clear, then it's clear on top. Yeah. After that, yeah.
Are those in the fridge? Like, you have a few in the fridge? Are you picking that up when you're out in the world?
No, I'm a piece of garbage, and I'll go to Creation, and it's way too expensive. And I'm a like consumer person. Again, I know everything I'm saying sounds so bad, but like, I'm someone, I like to go into establishment. I like to see people. I like to give my highs. I just like that. It's more of a, I don't know, feeling.
Feelings are good.
Yeah. I'll do that, and then I try to drink some water. I try, but it's hard because I have to pee so much, and we don't need to get into that. And I know I'm blessed to be able to have water as an option, and I don't take it for granted, although it appears I do because I don't drink it as much as I should.
Well, okay. So you got
green juice.
How much of that green juice or would you say percentage until you're tossing it?
30?
Yeah.
40?
God, respect. I don't know why, but so much respect.
No, it's wasteful. It's disturbing. It's bad. Now, sometimes what I'll get instead is a smoothie from there with like veggies in it, and I'll drink a lot more of that.
Okay. And we often talk about like just being a regular at places. Is this like a situation where they're being like, oh, Casey's here? And like, do you have any sort of rapport with any of the employees or not really?
You know, I'm going to say something. I have a rapport with everyone wherever I go. So I love like the highs and the this's and the that's, but I'll go to any Creation across this great concrete jungle of a city. So a couple places like near my son's school, they know me in a couple places, but I feel as though what I mean to say by I have a rapport is like, I feel that staff's beautiful staff as a company. And we always have our laughs. They're very nice there.
Wow.
Do they hook it up?
No. Gosh. Not one time.
I mean, they probably think you're getting this juice and are drinking the whole thing and enjoying it. But do you think if they knew that you're only drinking a third of it every day, do you think they'd be upset? Or do you think you're in a position where you could say, can I just get a small? Like, can I get like a little cup?
So the problem is that they're in those glass bottles. Like it's
That's right. It's not coming in a cup with a straw. It's coming in a thing.
When I get the smoothie, I will drink the whole thing. That feels like someone prepared this and here it is. And I will. But the juices are harder. I mean, a lot of them have chia seeds in them, which is like, just imagine floating seeds.
I can picture it now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot to take on. Are we going to drink wine? I mean,
yeah, we are. We just have to listen. You don't even know how beautiful of a beverage profile this is so far. So we're kind of sitting in it for a minute.
I do have a few more places to go in the profile.
Yeah. Okay. So you got your green juice. Now we're talking. It's lunchtime to afternoon. What's happening?
I'm in a sparkling water and I actually have the bottle right here that I like.
What do we got?
You ever had this, guys? Paul Scheer turned me on to this little baby.
Look at that.
Ooh, no.
That is like the crystal of sparkling water, it looks like.
I'll have like one a week of this, and then I'm with your LaCroix and your this's and your that's, you know? Sure.
Okay. And that's just straight up, no flavor. That's just straight up mineral goodness.
And it's not so, I like when there's a kind of, what do we call it? The main thing?
Bubbles?
Yeah. I like when it's like crisp and you're like, woo.
Yeah.
But this is so smooth. It's like a Casa Azul, like the greatest tequila you've ever had version of this.
Oh, very nice. And where do you find that?
This is at Erewhon. It's at Whole Foods. Sorry, I can't figure out the way to do it. It is really special. If you're like, I want a nice spot, you know, for like.
Yeah.
Put on the table.
If I'm working a lot and I like to treat myself to this.
Love it. And if you're grabbing LaCroix and there's a few flavors in the fridge, what's the one that you're grabbing?
Oh, God. I'm so over LaCroix. Like, it almost makes me ill when I get them.
Okay.
What about one that doesn't?
I like the orange.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, enough of your negativity.
Okay. So we got our sparkling water. Yeah. Take us through the rest of the day, lunchtime through dinner.
At 4 p.m. is when I get into my main treat of my life, of my week. I don't do it every day, but it's a kind of signature for me in my life. And that is a mini can of Coca-Cola Classic.
Ooh, yeah. The original.
The real thing.
Yes. And so just treating yourself to one little can, $4, a little pick me up.
Picks you right up. You feel like $1 million, and it's the greatest thing you can have. Like if you have a headache, if you're having a sad day, there's no wrong time. If you're feeling great.
Yeah,
that's true. Just keep it going. Right?
Yeah, like if you're kind of like, it's just the treat. It's the greatest thing that we have.
I love that. And you know, I feel like we've talked about the mini cans before on the show, but I think one thing we may have overlooked is the mini cans in general have really taken off. So it really speaks to people love them, right? Like where you think about movie theaters and 7-Elevens where it's like bigger, 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 yeah. bigger, right? But somewhere along the line, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, someone was like, let's make some little cans. Now I feel like you can get almost every flavor in the little can. It really is the perfect amount.
I didn't know the little cans were so new.
Oh, you could, but I'm saying it's more new, like all the flavors.
With like all different things.
Yeah, like certainly last like 5 years, probably, right? There's been
this. Can you get like a Dr. Pepper or a Cherry Coke in a little?
All of those now. Yes.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To me, Cherry Coke and Dr. Pepper are like my. I don't even want to say they're second place to Coke. They're just so right there for me. But to me, that's a movie like once a month, once every, you know, pre-pandemic, like sitting in one in the dark.
Cherry Coke is a perfect movie theater play, without a doubt.
The best. The best. Yeah. And they're the three musketeers of the brown sodas, are they not? Now, this is also where the world agrees with you on your like, I'm just going to drink a little bit of this.
Just a little, because we all know, is it the greatest for you? No, but you feel okay in the mini space.
Yeah, and it tastes pretty great.
There. Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Scratching that sugar tooth itch, whatever that is.
Yes.
So after 4 o'clock, what's happening?
Oh my gosh. Well then, you know, for dinner, I'll try to do water, sparkling water. I like a Spindrift. I mean, all the basic. Mm-hmm. I'm just a basic gal at the end of the day. And then I really like, you know, I like a cocktail.
Tell us more.
My favorite probably drink, but I don't really know how to make it, is a spicy margarita. That's just who I am in my soul and as a person. Mm. But I don't know if I should launch into this, but just obsessed with orange wine.
Oh.
Skin contact, as they call it in the, I call it orange wine. But yeah, I love it.
Well, let's get into it. I think it's time. We need to do this. Okay, so orange wine, skin contact wine. I didn't know that much about it. I know it's kind of having a moment, if you will. My wife is a big fan.
She is.
I've maybe tried it once or twice, so I really don't know what we're getting into. Let's take just a second. I'm going to pull out my bottles because I need to like open up my bottles.
Okay.
Let's kind of take a second to tell the audience kind of what it is. I have that pulled up here.
Because to be honest, it's like I sort of know what it is, but I also sort of don't. I know it's, grapes and
I think Ted in the chat even just said, I've never heard of orange wine. Keenan and Kel loved orange soda, but that ain't no wine. And that's true. I think that's probably why they are leaning more into the skin contact context for it now, right? Because well, even as we were a little panicked about before, is that not all these wines look all that orange. And I'm sure a lot of people were like, well, I don't know if I want wine made out of oranges when they see it on a menu or in a wine shop or something like that. So,
right. And oranges are not used whatsoever in the making of these orange wines. So just here, I'll read this. Just like red, white, sparkling and rosé, orange wine is made from pressing and fermenting grapes. What is different with orange wine is the state of the grape when it is processed. Mm. To make white wines, for example, winemakers remove the skins and pips from the grape before pressing them into a juice. This removes a lot of the naturally occurring tannins, but also dictates the colors. Interesting, what I didn't know, a lot of white wines are made from red and black grapes, which I had no idea about that. With the skins off. To make red wine, winemakers leave the grape skins on during the production. This creates wines that are higher in tannins, but are also deeply red in color. This is also similar how rosés are created, except winemakers leave the grape skins on for a much shorter amount of time. Orange wines, or skin contact wines, are created using white grapes with their skin on. So it's kind of like red wine. It's a similar process to red wine, but we got white grapes, skins left on. This means that while the crushed grapes are fermenting, they take on a more tannic quality from their skins and pips, but also a deeper color. Most skin wines are a more golden yellow than actual orange, but some result in a bright amber wine. So that's kind of the
wild,
the gist of it.
To hear more tannic, because I don't really know that much about wine, but I guess what I don't like about red wine is like the too much tannins. Does that seem right?
Sure.
Yeah, so, but I love this. So I'm interested in hearing that it's more tannic.
And how do you...
Maybe more so than white wines, it sounds like. Because, I mean, it's kind of interesting, too, that what that's saying is, like, these are made from your white grapes. Like, this is what you thought of... This is what, Andy, like, you're thinking white wine was made from would actually make you orange wine if you just put a bunch of grapes in a barrel and smash them with your feet.
Maybe?
Hmm? Perhaps. Yeah.
Perhaps. Now,
before we get into these, though, and you've kind of told your feeling about wine. I feel like you have a bit of a history with rosé, and I'd love for you to share that.
oh, my God, Andy. I do. So I have a podcast called Bitch Sesh, and it's about the Real Housewives and kind of Bravo. And on that show, a lot of the women drink this, I don't know if anyone's done it on here, Whispering Angel. It's a rosé.
Yes. Mm.
And it's kind of like some people call it Hamptons rosé. It's just a little obnoxious, but it's also great. And you're like, oh, I shouldn't love it as much as I do, but it's just so good. And it's a lot of women in like white pants that you're like, oh, I don't know about their politics. I'm scared, but it's a good wine. And so Danielle and I, as a joke, would always say, okay, let's drink Whispering Angel while you listen to the podcast or whatever. So it just became this like very big thing with our podcast where people were making Facebook groups devoted to it and calling themselves like Whispering Aileen's. Like it just took on this like very wild thing. And then the Wall Street Journal put out an article and they said they didn't know what was responsible for a quarter like jump of their sales of Whispering Angel.
Wow.
We're able to trace back into the podcast. So then we went after them very thirsty, very sad. And we're like, could we partner with you guys? To which they responded, and I respect it. They were like, we got what we needed from you.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Don't drink it. But, it's like, what's he call it? The cat's already out of the whatever bag. And I've actually even gone back on that myself, and I will enjoy glass down again.
Did you sour on it right in that moment for a little bit? Did you need a little space?
Big time. Big time. Oh. In fact, Danielle would be upset to know that I've had it, but just like at a beach club one time.
I feel it. Yeah, exactly.
Just one day. Just a white party.
Just a Whispering Angel party.
Yeah. Just a rep for a couple of weekends, No big deal.
That's it.
Okay, now. Okay, so we know how you feel about rosé. We know how you feel about red. How do you feel about white wine?
I love white wine. I don't like a buttery, my best friend, June Diane Raphael, and she says this very proudly. She is like a white car, buttery Chardonnay person.
I never would have paired those two, but I'm here for it. Yeah.
No, it's not a pairing you don't think of when you drink white wine. Yes.
The car color would show up for it. I like that.
Yeah. She's like, those people are the same. And so that I don't like that, but I love I think Sauvignon Blanc. I like a crisper, lighter, nothing too heavier, sweet, I guess.
Gotcha. And so, I mean, this kind of makes sense then that you would like orange wine. It's kind of, it's in between, it sounds like it's in between a rosé and a white to me.
Have you guys had any before?
I've had orange wines?
Yeah.
Yes. Had some. I can't say I've drank it regularly.
And some of them are funky. And quick question, guys. How did you open this one? What is the technique on this style?
I just pulled the top off.
I was trying to pull the top off.
Yeah, it's like the wax seal one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just having a hard time getting the wax off.
You're going to do great. You got this.
Thanks.
And then it's just a cork under there.
Okay, I can deal with that.
You got this.
It tastes a little like kombucha.
Now, Casey.
Some of them have a very wild taste where people have a reaction. You either kind of like love it so much or you, I think, don't like it.
And when I bought these, the guy that sold them, who was great at a place in Eagle Rock called Milk Farm,
weird name for a wine shop. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, it's a cheese shop that sells a lot of wine.
Okay.
But he kind of took me through some, and there are some that are way funkier than others. And I've had some that, like, they almost describe them as like tasting like tires, which they were out of. So I unfortunately didn't get a crazy wild card. So I think all these are going to be kind of smooth. And I got the descriptions that we can pull up.
Honestly,
I'm not going to say which, but one of these happens to be my favorite one.
Oh, so fantastic.
I wish we could have done this blind. Damn.
Where we land later. After you guys. Sorry, I'm just really getting comfortable here.
Please do. I have to say, fuck the person who made the wine that tastes like tires and then is selling it to people for money and is like, well, it's just funky. You either understand or you don't. So
no, but
you
know, it's a thing. Like, it's weird.
It's like it's sold out.
So yeah.
Get a wine that tastes like tires. Then you want it.
Turns out it was poison. So we couldn't sell it, legally speaking.
But. Okay. So we have an order that I was told to do these. So that order is, let me see here.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up these descriptions real quick for us. Okay. The one that says Les Agudes on it.
Okay. Got
that's it. The one that we're supposed to start with. Okay. So this says biodynamic, natural, highly aromatic Sauvignon Blanc, dominate field blend from Cahors, bright lemon peel, fresh yuzu and crispy pear, rich texture and extra zippy with lingering... something. Now, what's interesting about this one, I think some of these, we'll get to one that's almost described as a white wine with some skin contact. And I think that's similar. So I don't even know if this is like, I think this is going to be like the lightest of the bunch, if that makes sense, or the less skin contacty. So I have a feeling that's why we were told to start with this one. Here we go. I'm going to do a little pour here.
I got to open this bad.
You haven't had any orange wine, Andy?
I've just tasted a couple like sips of Elizabeth's. It's been ages, so probably at least 3 years since I've tried one. I'm going to take a little sniff of this.
So interestingly enough, someone had asked in the chat if orange wines are are more boozy than other wines. Unfortunately, they are less by and large. I want to look at these and see if they say. But your typical wines that are like a 13-15% alcohol content.
Yeah.
Most orange wines are closer to 10.
This one's 13.
Which is still pretty heavy duty.
That's really upsetting to hear.
But by the way, I mean like 10%, that's still more than like any beer you'd drink, you know? So I think it's still doing its job if you're having.
It's disappointing.
You're right.
Good with it.
Jojo, wait, did you say typical is in the 13 range? Is that what you said?
Like most wines land in 13-15.
Okay.
Most orange wines apparently are closer to 10.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one we're drinking is 13. The second one is 11.5, and this guy is 11.5. So we have one 13, two 11.5s. So this first one is in the wheelhouse of your typical other wines. Jojo, let us know when you're ready on this first one, and we'll give it a rip. Ted said 13.5 is a heavy wine. Interesting.
Okay. I have a question because I want to see where it says in the description that it's got lingering electric acidity. I want to get into what that means or if we taste that.
Yeah, I want to see if we taste electricity.
Yeah, electric.
All right, I'm going to pull this off for a minute. All right, should we take a sip game?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's live.
I smell my microphone instead of the glass. Good start.
Great start.
Oh, it smells fucking great.
Now, Casey, you're going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting tonight as far as of like where this fits in just with wine in general. Because, well, Jojo, you're kind of a wine guy, but I'm not a wine guy at all.
Ooh,
and I want to have a little context. I'm
going to be authority about something I know nothing about, but I love it. And I'll... rise to the occasion.
We've done like 150 episodes about that, so
yeah, you know way more than me.
No, we know nothing though.
Nothing.
This is really nice.
Casey, thoughts?
Well, I don't want you to be influenced by an expert. I want to hear your guys' thoughts.
To me, this just tastes like a white wine. This just tastes like a white wine.
Really?
I love it. I'm getting some electric acidity, certainly on the tongue. I like
it's fun. It definitely has a zippiness.
It does.
Right?
It's like a little. It's. We just did hard kombucha that, and I found those to be like too dry and sour for me.
Yeah.
This still has a little bit of sweetness. It's got a little effervescence, but it's still tangy.
Yeah.
It's good. It's like Casey, refreshing, what, light. Yeah. I don't know. I'm into it.
Like, hey, let's live. We're out. We're not
let's
dead.
Let's live. We're not fucking dead.
Yeah, we're
say
not
hi to your juice guy.
One glass of wine.
Work the room, you know?
It seems like a fun, this seems like a fun, happy drunk too.
Yes.
Initial impression. What, Casey, what is your best booze for vibes? Do you know what I mean? It's like, are you in your best, are you shining most in a boozy way with an orange wine, or is it a cocktail, or is it
tequila's where I shine?
Yeah,
But and it's because it's an upper. You know, I'll shine pretty bright with a margarita, big time. That's where I'll.
That's great. You're spicy margs.
Yeah, that's who I am. But I also, and this is so basic. I've just gotten into Paul Scheer. Also, has kind of gotten me into these Aperol Spritz, which I know is like a very kind of basic bitch drink, but I love it.
I love them. I'm super into Negronis, which is kind of, it's all that Campari taste, which is like, I like it. A little bitter in the sweet. I'm here for it.
It's like cough medicine, and I'm like, it's amazing.
I don't know why I like it, you know?
We shouldn't like it.
I guess most of this we shouldn't like, probably.
I mean, we're here to talk about orange wine, but I have just gotten into Campari. It's a very, it's almost like licorice-y, or I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, herbaceous, you know. This is now, but this is good.
This goes down very easy.
Yeah, so to both of you, again, Casey, I feel like you were kind of like, I don't see the white wine connection. Where do, is this like a white wine? I'm clueless about wine. So where does this guy, where does this fit? What is this? Do you like this, guys?
I do like this. I've had orange wines that feel a little less maybe acidic, I guess. Like, I could see you getting like heartburn or something from this, like if you had struggled with that.
Yeah, it has like a bite on the backs of it, the acid bite. Yeah,
a little bit, yes, but I still really like it.
An electric acidity, you might say.
But I don't see it as a white wine. Do you, Jojo?
No, I don't. It is different. I mean, I see how they could be neighbors, but no, this is kind of its own bag. It's good. The little bit of sour, I think, is what's doing it.
Are white wines like drier feeling? Is that
not all of them?
Not all of them. I like this a lot as well. I don't really enjoy wine, and this, like, if someone gave me this, I'd be like, yeah, this is great. I enjoy it. It seems kind of basic.
After a margarita.
Oh, that's bold. I can't mix wine with anything, so I'm here for that, to know that you're finding a connection between the two.
If I'm like, okay, I had that margarita, I need to kind of, I will have one, you know, have maybe a glass of this, and I do okay the next day.
And Casey, do you have multiple glasses at your disposal right now, or just the one?
I have something I can pour this in.
Okay.
Because
we might. No, it's not bad at all. We can also finish this one and then go to the next one, but we might want to
finish it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just finish it, and then I might not pour as hard next time. But then,
if you have a spittoon or chamber pot nearby, you can toss it.
I poured a little too hard, but I'm gonna finish it.
This is also, Casey earlier brought up, well, I guess it was more June's love of a buttery Chardonnay. I'm here for it. I kind of reject the whole idea that people don't like wine, because even though I don't know a ton about it, they're so different. Like, if anyone listening or watching or whatever has never been wine tasting, 10 out of 10, highly recommend you have to go do it, because it is a fun thing whether you love wine or don't, because any winery you go to will have a billion different tasting wines, and just like it's a great time, and you will find something you like. I can almost guarantee it.
Totally. It's
unless
so much
you
fun.
Are like allergic to alcohol or grapes. If you're celiac, maybe not.
Let me see how you guys hold your wine glass right now. Jojo, I like your style. Oh, you have a little hotel cup there.
Well, it's the stemless wine glass, but yes, I did. They're all from the hotel. We're doing great.
We're doing great. Okay.
All right. I'm very happy with that first one.
Okay.
All right. Number two. And we'll wait till the end. Jojo, I want you to place in your mind which one you think is Casey's favorite. Okay.
Shit.
From before we started this, right?
Yes. Okay, got it.
And I'm going to do the same.
Yeah.
And then we'll rate all these at the end, Casey, each of us. But I'm just, since you have a horse in the race, I just want JoJo and I to have a mental note of that.
Okay. Yeah. I know which one it is. I got this.
I feel like I know which
locked
one it is,
in.
Too.
Yes.
Okay, so number two, we're going to go to the, is that right? Yeah, that's right. We're going to the Mind Clang.
Oh.
Let me pull up the description of this guy.
Mind Clang.
Now this one is for, this one's orange looking to me.
This is orange.
This is the orangest of the bunch of the night for sure.
Yeah.
Biodynamic, lightly aromatic, tannic, skin contact white wine with soft yeastiness, naturally hazy with notes of apricots and golden berries. Be sure to read. Can you guys see the rest of that? I have something.
Be sure to read the poem on the bottle. It'll take you places.
Oh,
Casey,
God.
Would you like to do a reading?
Casey, can you read the poem for us?
I'm like on the bottom.
Wait, on the bottle. Here. On the back
on
of the
bottle.
Label.
On the bottle.
I'm looking for a poem. Oh,
there it is. There it is.
There it is.
I think it has a title.
Is the title Biodynamic Farming?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Biodynamic farming. Cows are dancing, bulls are jumping, the lush pastures inhaling life. That's mullet shock. cheerful celebrations, joyful being.
Oh, that's nice. That's
nice
really
interpretation
nice.
On the final line.
It was tough to not get the, you know, the name right. Mullet shock.
Yeah, it stings, but you know, this is, I think that was great.
I don't like that they made the poem around the wine name. It's like, I thought this was just like something for me, and it's like, oh, it's an ad, sort of.
Yeah, it would have been nicer if it was kind of like the Dr. Bronner's bottle.
Yes.
And it was just some madness. I think this one, you kind of need to give it a little, you know, kind of, it's got some, I saw some little
sediments
in there.
Some junk in the trunk. Yeah, there, a lot of have stuff at the bottom of them. Okay. So are you supposed to flippy flip like that? Interesting.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's some.
But, you know, the poem is interesting because maybe this was it. Oh, wait. Is Mind Clang who makes it? And then it's Multichox is the name of the particular wine, maybe?
You may be right here.
Like I just think the poem is saying, like, if you're like, what does Multichox mean? And then they have this poem
right,
to tell
maybe
you.
Maybe that's not this. Yeah.
Maybe.
So this is an Austrian, right?
Oh.
I get my glasses.
Do you want to know what's crazy? So my wife and I went to Austria like in 2010. And every single person at like prime happy hour, like really like 4 p.m. after you've been walking around like Vienna all day and you're kind of sweaty. And everybody is sitting at a cafe drinking something out of a wine glass that was bright orange. And for the life of us, because they all spoke German, we couldn't find out what it was. And it wasn't obvious on a menu and nobody, it was not Aperol Spritz. And so like it was one of these things when orange wine like really started coming into vogue, we were like, it must have been, right? Like it must have been. And so it'd be really awesome if this was, product of Austria. You are so right.
Your question. Maybe this is like the answer you've been looking for.
This might be the one they were drinking, JoJo.
Holy shit.
Cheers.
Carol, I'm bringing this back to the room.
All right. We don't need to hear that.
Oh, come on now. I'm just saying.
This one doesn't have much on the nose for me.
I mean, it's delicious.
Oh, this is a whole different beast. This is a whole,
this is incredible.
It's a jumping bull. It's a dancing cow.
it's a
cheerful celebration.
Wow.
Oh, this one is like almost more beer-like, even in the glass, if you can see.
Yeah, it has like a beer-like orange wine sometimes taste. Mm.
Look at that.
Do you like that, Andy?
Oh, that's fascinating. Holy shit.
I need this one. Initial impressions, more sophisticated than the first one. But like more complex. But I don't know if I like it more than the first one. But I feel like the first one's kind of basic, which I'm a basic boy.
Hmm. If anyone's curious what biodynamic means, it's just basically organic farming. It's like a more systemized, it's a school of farming, but that I don't know a ton about, but since that's on every description of all of these wines.
Where the first one, I feel like I'm having a glass or two of that and I'm going out to the party. I'm standing up. This one, I feel like I'm chatty, but I'm with, you know, a few friends at the dinner table and really
friends you know.
My element there. Yeah. And friends I know. Yeah. Other one pulls me out of my shell a little bit more.
Yeah. This one, you're home.
You're right. You want to sink into your leather sofa with this one a bit.
Yeah, but you're still feeling good. You're not like drinking sorrows away or anything.
No. You're maybe contemplating. Maybe you're writing poetry. Honestly, I'd do it.
Yeah. You're having a time.
Casey, you just really hit something for me. This isn't sad booze. Orange wine is not a sad booze.
God, you really live to it.
Do you know? Like, this is not something if you're feeling bummed, you're not grabbing this.
I'm going to go one more leap and say none of the beverages I have spoken about today are sad. We got Coke. We got a sparkling water. We've got a
coffee
that's got a little zhuzh to it. And we've got a spicy margarita. Yeah. You know?
Yeah,
that's right.
Nothing is like, oh.
And even though the other, you know, parents at school might think of you as edgy and dangerous with that glass, you're more of a Mr. Magoo character with it. You're just kind of waltzing into the place and enjoying yourself. And that's important to make a distinction to make.
Absolutely.
What's your coaster game like, Casey?
Oh, God. My coaster is this book.
Please be a copy of your own book.
Called No, Not All Diamonds and Rosé, the inside story of the Real Housewives from the people who lived it.
Boom. Oral history.
But Dave Quinn, a friend of mine, wrote it, and I'm just resting my bottle. It's a happy book.
Oh, you say, what's your coaster in general? Or is it always that book?
Right now, you're like, in general. You know.
No. Several. I just wanted to clarify, because if it was always the book, again, mad respect.
It's always that
did
book.
He send you a box of them? Do you just have them?
They're all over. You can take one. I like a brass coaster. And then my friend Daniel Schneider, who hosts my podcast with me, made my husband, who's a Bruce Springsteen obsessive coaster. A lot of Bruce.
Sure.
Fortunately. And I feel we have a nice home, but it's like then there's Bruce like looking like we're like, I don't know. Like
in some ways you live with... All around. You have a wonderful husband and Bruce in the house, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce is with us. Like, he's with us. So, love it or leave it, you know?
Sure.
He's here.
There's like a standee of Bruce in the living
room. So, it's a bunch of Bruce coasters? Is that where you're going? Oh, nice.
Yeah, a lot of Bruce coasters.
It's like circa all of Bruce's career, if you will? Or is it like a special, specific era?
We're going back a lot in the like jacket with the fur around the thing, you know, the jean jacket with the fur and the sideburns. Like we're going back.
Sure.
We've got his daughter on a coaster now. She's horseback riding. Guys, this is great. And I hope you see that.
Okay. Where do you, we're going to rate these at the end, but just initial impressions, which one of these feel like, which one are you getting more excited about between these first two and why, I guess?
A fruit fly got into this one, and honestly, I'm not even mad about that.
No, because he
follow
knows
your heart.
What's
yeah. Interesting call about the heartburn factor on number one. The taste out the gate is more for me, but gosh. I feel like I could drink more of it too. I think I'm still in the camp of the first, but I'm very curious to see where Vino Bianco sits between these.
All of these, this is the most fun I've had drinking wine. Like this is a real fun wine.
I think it's like
very
warm,
welcoming.
Like a warm, yes. Oh, it's a warm vibe.
Yeah.
I think that's so right, Andy.
Hmm. And
do you guys say to people, like, I hate that drink?
Oh.
You have?
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're hard to please in different ways. Many times I'll love something, JoJo hates it, and vice versa. We're all over the place. So this is kind of unique that all three of us are kind of, I feel like, having a nice time with this beverage.
Yeah, and I also think we tend to be pretty lowbrow in our tastes. However, you know, last week we did Malibu rum canned cocktails, which is truly one of the worst drinks we've ever drank on the show. And these, while, you know, they're maybe on the pricey, you know, it's not even on the pricier side. They're probably like mid-priced wines. These are all about 20 to 30 bucks a bottle, I think, you know, depending on probably where you get them.
20. I just want to throw that out there.
And I was also going to say, a thing I try to remember with wine and beer for that matter, since it's already kind of portioned, right? Like a wine bottle, you get about 4 or 5 glasses out of it. That price per glass, like if you went to a bar and they were like, hey, it's $5 happy hour for a glass of wine, you'd do it fucking 4 nights a week. You know, and so like it's a bottle of wine for even $30 is actually still, it's just like a psychological leap to get over for a lot of people, I think. But it is, it's still like it's a good purchase. These are all, so far, I'm here for it. I would purchase really both of these again.
With orange wine, I have found, like, you at a $20 price point, you can still get a great bottle, which I really like about it. And I want to throw one other thing, if I may.
Please do.
When you go to someone's house and they're hosting you, you walk in with something like this, it's a talking point.
Conversation starter.
Yes.
You feel, oh, I'm doing something different. I'm not just like re-gifting something I got from a whatever. Like, it's everyone thinks like they take a second to take you in. Like, you're onto something.
You're going over to like a friend. Maybe it's a kid at school's friend and they're having a party. They invite you. All they know about you is you're strolling around with your glass. You know,
you're gonna bring an open cup of wine,
and you roll in with orange wine, and they're like, "Oh yeah, like
is that all sealed?" Kind of, oh my god!
About her. I misjudged her.
Or no, I don't know if it's misjudgment. It's just like all the pieces are coming together in a beautiful way.
Oh yeah,
pieces are coming together. And then I think if you even look at this strange thing I'm wearing, the pieces are coming together. It's like a bright color. It's like, whoa. But I'm hoping it amounts to something favorable at the end of the day. Not the whole way.
It's amazing. Now, getting back to the wines, Casey, do you ever drink these like with dinner? And have you found, is there like something orange wine goes well with? Or is this like not, is that not in your domain at all?
It's not. I'm never someone who's like, oh, this goes out with that food. I guess I don't have that awareness necessarily. Yeah. I'm kind of just like, let me just get whatever drink I like. And if I like it, I like the food. I don't know.
Love it. And do you find, I want to talk a little bit about this versus rosé for quick second. Yeah.
So rosé is much, and I want to stress that, much sweeter, typically. And I mean much. Like, what's happening over here?
JoJo seems very excited about something.
Sorry, I had to mute myself because I don't have a mic stand. But this cork of the next one smells really good. I didn't want to interrupt you, but go on.
I thought you'd won the lottery.
Maybe I did. You know, it doesn't take much to please me.
That's wonderful. God, I forgot what I was saying, Andy. I'm sorry.
Rosé, much sweeter.
Oh, yeah, it's way sweeter. I mean, you could have like a less sweet one, and I guess it could be sweeter and come closer together. But I think of this as way just less sweet, which I like about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, all these ended up, kind of more like dry in that.
Red wine to me is like a bad connotation sometimes. It's like guys in the 80s, steak houses, Wall Street, like heavy, like, ugh. Just white guy. I don't know. It's just something weird.
Greed is good kind of wine in bottle form.
All right. Are we, Casey, are you ready for number 3?
I'm ready. I'm ready for Lonnie.
All right. Let's pull up the description. Ooh, I'm feeling nice. Okay.
I am too. I'm zipping right now.
Feeling great. Just like the zippy acidity.
All right. We've got number 3. We've got for Lonnie Moni Bianco. Now this one, this one I was like a little worried when I was making the menu to put up on social media, because this just looks like a white wine. And I was like, did this guy steer me wrong? I don't think he did at all. And then I pulled up this description. We got organic, biodynamic, no added sulfur.
No added sulfur! Exclamation.
Get it out of here.
Moscato.
Not today, Satan.
Not today.
Moscato Giallo. Giallo? Is Moscato Giallo one thing? Anybody know?
It's. I assume those are grapes.
Nocciola and Verdilbara with a little skin contact. So I was very happy to see a little skin contact. And be honest, I didn't realize that all orange wines were actually white wine or white grapes until tonight. So I think we got some skin contact here. Beautifully aromatic with a rich nectar-like texture. Let's back to that because that's interesting. Floral and herbaceous with notes of peach and citrus. So reading that description, I'm thinking much more, I'm thinking like potpourri for some reason, just reading that description. Yo, let's see what it smells like.
Though. Your guy at the wine shop wrote these things out for you? Or these are the descriptions on the cards?
Yeah, I don't know if he wrote them.
Okay. Somebody did. I have to say, because this one, again, I feel like nailed it just smelling that cork.
Oh, wait. You're so excited about the cork.
Oh, my God.
Wait, this cork doesn't really smell. Maybe it's because I pulled mine earlier. Does your cork smell like anything, Casey?
No, but I...
Already mine doesn't.
Okay, so we really missed out, it looks like, JoJo. I feel like I'm going to clip that little video of you having that moment to yourself with the cork.
Casey, forgetting what you're saying because I was being so invasive. Let's see.
Okay. So are we taking a sip?
Take a sip.
It smells earthier to me. I'm going to say that, and now I'm going to sip.
I'm smelling that peach.
Yes.
Wow, this is completely different. Wow, we've got three completely different horses in this race.
We got so much on our hands. Three different things on our hands.
Unreal. Okay. Like,
I'm going to ask such a stupid question right now.
Okay.
There's no bubbles in any of these. But if there were bubbles, this would have the least and be the smoothest. Does that resonate with anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying this is the smoothest.
Well, I think we went kind of, and I don't mean harsh, we put down the first one. Yeah, we went from harshest to smoothest. And harsh is the wrong word, but like.
Yeah.
But okay, JoJo, I brought up the bubbles because there's something about this that seems like if the DNA had water in it, I would be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Whereas the other two have like a little bit of like mineral water in it. Does that make any sense? I know nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little tipsy off these.
Great. I want you to make your.
Very clear. It's, yeah.
And as it said, wait, was this the one that said little skin contact? Yeah.
Can I put out a call to listeners? If anybody wants to verbatim write up tasting notes the way Roro's been talking about them tonight and maybe make some little cards for these bottles, I'd love to see.
Like a glossary if we need it.
Yeah. This one is very light in a good way, though. But to me, still, it has a little more, I don't want to say jazz, but a little more fun than a white wine does. Still.
Yeah. White wines, right? They tend to be a little... they do tend to be a little like kind of, a lot of them are kind of one dimensional. Is that right? Like it's sort of either like it's a this or a that. And Shea Bobet is right. You're talking mouthfeel.
Now, hold on.
You're talking mouthfeel.
Now, this one, I don't know. It's making me feel a little needy. And I wonder if you guys can affirm the smoothness factor that I'm talking about. Like, it seems way smoother to me. Or less booze, maybe?
100% smoother. Yes. Yep. You're absolutely right.
Now with 100% more smoothness.
It also has a poem on the back of this one.
Oh.
It says, according to the it's so dumb. I had to, and I hate myself.
I was literally reading along with you. I'm looking for the poem. Oh, no, beautiful.
It's so dumb. And it's not
hey, Casey,
funny.
don't think that we're not going to circle back to that IV in a little bit here, too. So I just let you know that's coming.
It was too strong out of the gate.
It was just right. You set a tone, and that's important.
Okay.
Which I feel like you do anytime you walk in a door, right? This one, they said on the card, nectar-like, and that is it.
Yes.
What are those juices in a can? There's like a guava one, And aren't they called something nectar?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Someone in the chat.
Someone in the chat knows.
I know. Yeah, that's speaking to me. Now, I forgot to set up the Bev cam tonight, but I do want to try to hold all. This is such a bad idea. Here are the different colors. We didn't really look at the different colors. Can you kind of see that the first one is... Oh, wait. This... No.
There you go.
This guy.
Kearns. Kearns.
So we kind of went like... We went medium, hard, light, sort of.
Yeah.
Sorry, this
I
is weird.
We went hard, medium, light.
No. Color. Well, I'm just talking about color.
Yeah, we're just talking color.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, where were we with these wines? These are fun wines.
So yeah, Kearns Nectar, that's the juice I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally. I know.
Those
yes.
things are thick, and that's kind of what this is. There's a thickness. There is a nectar.
This I last think one?
To the last one. It's that's light. Like, ooh, say that again.
You said there's a thickness to this?
Yeah, viscosity as we
But see this is weird because the nectar like texture, that's not how I would describe it, cuz to me it feels very light and smooth.
I was going to say light as air. This is like you've had way too many with and you say something embarrassing and your girlfriends are like, so sorry about her. She's going through a time and was just having letting loose tonight. Like,
yeah.
Or even just that feeling where you wake up the next day and think or know you said something dumb.
You know,
even if you remember everything, you're like, I you know, you fucking idiot, right? I was an idiot. It's. I agree that it is light. It's
we're
not
outside in the back patio. We're having fun, and then you're like tired though. At the end of the night, you're like, I gotta go to bed. I can't even do the dishes.
Yes.
Now listen. I might be speaking completely out of turn here, and you know, yes. I am known as Psychic Andy. I don't think none of these feel very regrettable to me though. I'm not getting a social anxiety in the morning vibe from orange wines. I don't know. Am I wrong, Casey? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Fully corrected as you say it, and then you're right.
Yeah,
that's a rosé thing that I think I let rosé come into this conversation where it had no place.
Now rosé, I think some of that regret, you can have a lot of fun with rosé, right? I think that sugar in the morning gets you, and then you really start circling back anxiety wise. That's my hypothesis.
You feel that with a margarita?
I don't really drink that many margaritas, but
he's a straight tequila boy.
I really love just straight tequila. But
I wish I could, and I did. Yeah.
Well, but you brought up Clase Azul earlier. Do you ever, if you got a little of that, you get a sip of that?
Okay, can I tell one beverage story?
Just one.
Not the place.
Then no more. Yeah.
Very quick. So. With love, I had some very dear friends over a few nights ago for dinner, and the wife said, can I bring margaritas? And in here, you're like, oh, okay. Like, I had gotten stuff to make them, but she really wanted to. I said, great. She brings them in her own bottle that she's made with, like, a label maker. Okay?
Whoa. Okay.
Like, wait, not a label maker. Like, take us through the label.
Like, you know those things that she's written out in kind of, like, a cool font? Like, I don't even... what it said, but it was like, very kind of old-timey, you know, and old-fashioned.
Okay, so it was a cool label, not like what you would label like a piece of electronic, like a hard drive with.
Yeah, it doesn't just say VCR or something.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It says like Margie's Margs, and it's in
like
a thing.
Raised. It was like raised.
Okay.
Oh, you know, shit. Cool. Embossed, if you will.
Yes.
So wait, are you talking about one of the old time ones where it would actually like press the letters into that thick tape?
Yes, and I don't know if she ordered a bunch of these and slapped them on the bottles later. I don't know the process.
Before you continue,
Before
you continue, though, just so we're all in this moment, she says, "Can I bring these over?" And you're like,
"We're having tacos, and you know, we're getting escuela. We're gonna have tacos." And she's very nicely says, "Let me bring margaritas."
And she rolls in, hands you the bottle. Take us through the emotions when you saw that label. You must have been like, oh, shit. And it's either you're probably like, oh, shit, this is going to be really good. Or like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to pretend this is really good.
Exactly. I also like to control things when I'm hosting. So I'm a little thrown because I'm just like, oh, God, I've gotten all this stuff that I know to be good. But okay, great. It looked great. We start drinking them when I tell you they were incredible. People are going nuts for them, okay? Now we're all worried. There's only one bottle. Like, that's where we're at now.
Oh.
And the booze was already in there, or was it a mixer?
In there. But she made it before she left the house. Like, it's ready to go. Now people are like, can I have another one? So then we run out, and I go to my bar in my house, and I'm supposed to go to Disney World with my kids the next day. Like, my brother and I, we're up at 6 a.m. I go around to the bar, and I bring out, I think Casa Azul or Casamigos, I bring out something because she was going to make some more for everyone. And then I hear her say the following. Oh, God, I would never use those tequilas for this. Like, those are way too nice.
And oh, okay.
Gives me pause because I've now had two.
Yeah.
The next morning I wake up, I am throwing up on my floor. My brother is throwing up in his room.
Oh, no.
She goes, oh, that's way too nice tequila. And it's ringing in both of our ears as we're like on the floor throwing up. Then I have to take the kids to Disney for like 10 hours, day of hell. So I don't know what that offers us as a beverage connoisseurs, but
first question.
You have to use a good tequila, even if we're mixing. That's all I want to say. And I'm 41. Maybe I just needed that, but it was a wow.
No. First question. How big was the bottle that she brought over? How many margaritas did you have?
It was a little bigger than this, but maybe four of us were drinking them, and I had two big glasses. So did my brother. So I'm like, did anybody else have any? I don't know.
So it's plausible that you and your brother went hardest in on this bottle.
Yeah, the Wilsons will go hardest, but we're all in. We're a Manhattan family by trade.
The cocktail or the city?
The cocktail.
Okay, great.
Now, when you're a Manhattan family, the following things will be said, and we now have a rule. We call them Manhattan poos. You can have one, great. Two, fine. You go to three. We have chased each other down boardwalks screaming, you are never there for me. We have, what happens with Manhattans when they go wrong is they go so wrong, but we love them so much we can't stop. So that's a two rule for Manhattans. It's just, these are just tips I've picked up along the way to not destroy your family.
That's important for longevity.
Yeah. For longevity.
That's right. You know, and I think that's a fair note. And I think when we had Trevor Jones on this show, who produced a documentary about Scotch, and he talked to all these experts on Scotch whiskey, and all of them to a person said that you drink it how you like, because that was our big question. It's like, well, how do you do it, right? What's the right way? Because it's one of those things that people are real dicks about.
Yeah, and, it's intimidating.
And every single pro was like, drink it how you want. So even if it's the best Scotch in the world, but what you really like is a Scotch and soda, or you really like a whiskey sour or something, just make it, drink it that way. It doesn't matter. You like it neat, fine, do that too. But it's just kind of like to each their own. And I mean, and so I am certainly a fan though of treating yourself, use that premium booze in your shitty cocktails.
You got to, I
agree. I did it the other night. Was it a Manhattan? No, I just put bourbon. I had Michter's bourbon and ginger beer. Mixed that. It was fucking delicious. It was so much better than having crappy whiskey in there with it. It was just like,
I bet it was delicious.
Yeah, it's like, lo and behold, this tastes superior. I felt fine.
It really must make you wonder though, Casey, because it is a bit of a mind fuck, because you're like, what did you pull out, Casamigos or Casa Azul?
Yeah, I pulled out both because I was like, he's the bartender.
And like, those are both nice tequilas. They're not insane though, right? Like, they're nice, but they're very nice.
Clase Azul is like a...
Oh, maybe that one's insane.
That's the one in like the, it looks like a candle. It's like in a...
like the blue and white bottle.
Blue and white clay bottle with the bell.
Casamigos is like Randy Gerber is making
a
lot of money.
Yeah.
Casamigos.
I'm here for Gerber, not Clooney.
I love the Casamigos Reposado, but yeah, that's like, you're talking probably like 45 for a bottle, a regular size bottle of that.
Right, and like, I'm hosting, I would love to give everyone that, but
that's right.
And you're also, you ran out, and it's like, these are the tequilas I have.
Yes. So,
and it makes you wonder though, this woman had this in an embossed label, these really fancy labels, and it must make your head spinning like, well, what the fuck tequila is in here?
Tequila. That became incredibly clear.
Say that again.
She spent more money on the label than the tequila.
So it was probably like just a Cuervo situation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking probably just Cuervo in there, right?
Now, I want to ask a tough question. I don't know if anyone will be brave enough to answer it. I will. Do you find if you're perhaps on a light antidepressant after a postpartum situation or whatever, do you find a hangover is worse? Because I really do need to have a better drink tequila, or I can only drink a certain amount. So I'm working with what cocktails work with an antidepressant. I know it's a tougher thing to be thinking about in the back of your head, but you have to take everything into account.
Have you come to any conclusions yourself about particular booze types or particular grades of those booze types?
Yeah, an orange wine does me pretty well. So does a tequila.
Love it.
Yeah, I think with age, that's the thing for me that just requires a little bit more caution and self-care when it comes to booze selection.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's where I'm going to get my self-care, I'll take it. Spend the extra 20 bang bongs.
Really treat yourself to knowing what works best with your medication profile.
This is so far working quite well.
I'm going
well.
Right back to one more little splash of this one.
I'm going to circle back to number as one. Well. I do want to say real quick, just because we're talking tequila and not to be too all over the place.
I put the top back on.
A tequila I had recently that I really liked was Codigo Reposado. Have you, either of you guys had Codigo? I really like that one, so I'm very excited about that one.
Did you just have that on its own?
I had that on when I was in Hawaii. I love a Reposado neat. That's my favorite. Mm. But
I like that.
But you know what? Like, I can have three or four of them and get pretty lit, and the hangover's never too bad.
Right, because you're just like, my husband is the most boring. I mean, I'm like, this year's sociopath. He just has Tito's and soda.
I respect him so much for that. And I've noticed that he always orders that.
It's clean.
And it's so clean.
What he says, he's like, it's fresh, it's crisp. I'm like, it's disturbing.
No, I
wish
so
I had that kind of
self-control.
I don't.
Because it's such a good, clean buzz. And like, you are really mitigating the hangover the next morning.
You are. Yeah. You're also cutting cows. You're just probably getting ripped while you're drinking it. It's all happening.
How did he come to that? Do you have any idea, not to go on too big of a sidetrack?
His family is Russian way back, not recent. And
not actively. So.
Way back. So they're a vodka family. And I mean, I went out to dinner with their family once, and I mean, I thought it was a joke. His dad would be like Grey Goose on the rocks twist. His mom is like, whatever, some crazy other vodka. And then his sister's like, I'll take this one. And then he wants Tito's. They all have their own slight variation on vodka.
Ooh.
And I was like, this family's like very passionate. I'm forgetting the other main one, like very passionate about vodka. So that's their family's drink. And that's why I brought up Manhattan. It's like, sometimes do your families have drinks? That's like kind of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether I love that. Well, he is
G&T's in my family, I feel like.
That's the best one you could say. I love a G&T. You know what that says about you? It just says so many
white person. Yeah.
I
said white person. No, there's, look, it's, I'm going to tell the listeners now it's true. I am.
They didn't know, but I love a gin and tonic when the sun is setting on a beach in the East Coast. You're not going to have a better time.
I agree.
You won't. Pair it with a Cheez-It.
Ooh, you have a heart with Cheez-Its. Big fan over here.
Do you have a family drink, Andy? Sorry.
No, I really don't. Mm-mm. I would say, as my family that I'm making with Elizabeth, we have a very strong old-fashioned thing going, which I'm very excited about. And let me say there, we love Four Roses with our old fashioned, but you know, there's a 20 bottle of Four Roses, or you got your single barrel, you get your $40 bottle or $60 bottle. And sometimes when you use that $60 bottle, it's a great old fashioned, you know, you probably don't need it, but it's fantastic. Getting back to what we were saying earlier.
It's nice.
Yes.
Well, let's circle back on these real quick and let's rate these.
Okay.
I'm Casey. I know you only have one glass, so it might be a little tricky to go back, but
oh man, having all these next to each other now.
The one thing that's so striking to me, and I don't think I was using the right words with bubbles, but the first two, there's something more. imagine the bubbles are really small, right? Mm-hmm. Like microscopic bubbles. And then the third one doesn't have that. It's just smooth. And but nectar is not the right word for me. I don't get why. What is nectar?
Dude, flower juice, right?
Flower juice, right.
Bees nectar, you know?
I think like I jumped to honey from nectar for some reason, which yeah. to me is thick, which doesn't make sense for this last one for me. Anyways, what is it about?
Wait, can I clarify number three? What please. I'm saying about why I think nectar is right on? It is super light. It is almost watery. Like there's not a ton of flavor.
That's what I was trying to show. It's almost more watery than like a white wine in a way.
Yes,
for
but,
sure.
Roro, I really thought the word viscosity would speak to you because it is in your mouth. It is like thicker than. It's not heavy like a, I don't know, like a Cabernet, right? It doesn't have that vibe to it, but it kind of does.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What
it just
viscosity again?
Like thickness. Like
how,
I think
yeah, how
of like
thick
oil,
the liquid is.
You know, like
light and thick?
Yes, that's it. Light on, light flavor, light, all, everything else about it is super light. It's, and it's like, it's good. It's interesting, but like it is. It's got a different mouthfeel. We are talking mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel
different mouthfeel
sure.
than the other two
yes.
by far.
I'm jumping so I can go back to the other one. Yeah. Okay.
You can also drink out of the bottles if you don't have enough glasses. That's a hack.
I need to get to the second one again, just really quick.
And Casey, yeah. I do want you to go back to the circle back to the first one too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
A real wow after the third one if you go back
to which number
one?
Two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, whoa, okay.
I kind of want to try like three more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we're just scratching the surface.
Wildly different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Solid flight. I got to say, this is a great apologies to Sarah Tudson, our guest last week, because this is a delight to return to and enjoy.
Yeah, this is no Malibu rum can pina colada.
With all due respect.
With love.
Oh, wow. What is so, are you, which one are you on right now, Casey?
I'm now back to one.
Okay, there, this is exciting circling back because to me, there is a clear winner in this race. I can't wait to hear
ooh,
what you guys think. Are we ready
same.
For that? Are we ready to start kind of rating
oh,
them?
Yeah, you guys go ahead.
I kind of don't want to go before you guys because I don't want to influence anything. Jojo, let's
okay,
start with you.
I'm okay.
Okay, I feel comfortable with this. As I said, I support all these, so I do feel like no wrong answer.
Okay.
Possibly one, but I think we're in good okay. shape. Okay. It's 1, 2, 3. That's 1, 2, 3 for me. The first one is my favorite. The second one, though, is a close second. It's very good. It's completely different. It is more beer-like and more effervescent.
The second one you're
the
saying.
The second one.
What makes it
but
beer-like?
I think it's just that. It's just got a little bit more bubbles and that yeastiness to it. It's cloudy.
Wait, now you're saying there is
now
bubbles?
Now you're going to get like saying the bubbles and you gave Andy nothing when he's
bro.
The bubble constantly.
He was on a, he was trying to, like, he was trying to make a point and I wasn't trying to shit on that point. I think
you're
right.
But you
didn't,
I understand you didn't
what you
see
mean.
Me. You didn't hear me.
I
now
did,
you're you, talking bubbles.
Well,
Casey,
no, because,
am I crazy
no, no, no,
right
no, no,
now?
No, no.
Is yeah, this because, what gaslighting is? What is
no,
this?
No, because this what you were no, because what you were talking about was you were talking about bubbles like carbonation, like champagne. This is natural.
What kind of bubbles are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you. This is natural, like mineral effervescence. This is just a little bit. This is
holy
a little bit around the edges.
Brightness. Holy shit, Josh, rewind the tape. The first time I brought bubbles up, I was like, is one water and the other's mineral water is literally what I said.
Well, I wasn't listening to you. Whose fault is that?
Fuck.
Look, they okay. have a bit. There's you can there is a little bit of there is a minerality to it. That's all. It's not they're not fizzy. That's for sure. You know? But
well,
this,
now
the
I
other
see,
one is
now
a little
I feel
bit more,
seen and mad at the same time. This is
the
weird
second,
emotions.
It's like he's agreeing with you, but in a way that he made you feel stupid first.
But also like kind of not saying he's agreeing with me at the same time.
I
no,
do agree.
Like a completely different point.
Well, still one, all two, right. three. That's my decision. Go ahead.
Which is and is one of our Manhattans. This is what happens.
Ah, yes. And number three,
I shouldn't
Howard.
Pour myself a second glass of number one before we
thoughts on number three, though, JoJo. Sorry to wrap up with your
three is good. It's just I think the mouthfeel part of it throws me off so much that I don't enjoy it as much as the other two, but it's still totally good. I just, you know, like I like the other two much more.
And would you say that mouthfeel, one of the things that's throwing you off is there's not as much bubbles. It's much smoother like water.
I would say it's exactly like I'm drinking a glass of water. That's right.
Jesus. Okay.
And what is nectar but water? Is that full circle enough? Do we do it?
I think I'm going to go second so Casey, you can have the finale here. I'm going to do, I need to circle back to number one real quick. I got to go to number two.
Do you taste the bubbles?
Okay.
Okay.
Number two is my favorite, which I didn't see coming.
Wow.
And I believe that's the one with the poem. Am I right?
Of course it is.
Yeah. Then I'll go number one is number two. I realize this sounds confusing. And number three is my three.
3-1-3.
Similar to you, JoJo, number one and wine number one and wine number two, very.
Is he frozen?
I think he froze. Roro, you may have froze for a sec.
Okay. I think we're all back now, though. Are we all back?
Yes, we're good.
Yeah. Something about coming back to all of them, circling back. Number two just shines a little brighter for me and seems the most sophisticated or like. Has the most interesting details to it. So that's I think, my favorite. Close second with number one, and then number three, the water one, is fine, but not my favorite.
Wow, okay. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Casey?
So I will agree with you that two, to me, has the most interesting details, for sure. But I'm going to go 3-2-1.
Wow.
So we have all three, and that was genuinely my answer, picked different, you know, favorites.
Wow.
Wait, you can't just stop there.
No.
We need to know, why is three your favorite?
Hold on. Wait, can I say something even before you continue? Because my initial guess when I was like, I know which one is Casey's favorite, before we even started drinking it, was number three. But then as we started drinking, and I'm like, well, when we reveal what we were thinking, I'm going to have to cop to... I'm pretty sure she's saying number two is the one she loves, like the one she's had before and loves.
For the record, I think number two, I thought number two was her favorite that she's had before too.
Yes, exactly. But
it was.
Is that correct? And so you found a new fave. Oh, this is the shit.
That's fantastic. The best.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I just taste two and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know, like now I'm loving three. But of course, I still have my place for my heart for two. And that's why I gave it a shout out. Like, I think you're totally right. This one, and I just want to, just so people are remembering what we're saying, this one is so interesting.
Had you ever read the poem before?
Never read the poem.
Wow.
It's so interesting. It's so interesting. But I think three is like, I could have so many glasses. It goes down so easy. It just feels so light. I really love it. But I like one too. That's the thing. I like them all. Yeah.
That's it. That's what I mean. No wrong answer here. Yeah. I'm here for all of these.
I was just pulling up. I wanted to look at the three description again. A little skin contact, beautifully aromatic with a rich nectar-like texture.
Shit.
Wow.
Your guys' opinion, just last question about orange wine, which is that I find, so there's this orange wine called Onward. I just want to just plug. It's
Please
so
do.
Good that I love. It's like at a restaurant and I always get it and I love it. It's called Onward. And I'm not involved with it with my podcast.
Not yet.
Not
we'll,
yet.
We'll delete
I will
this.
Say, there's not really an orange wine that I've had that I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Whereas with white, there are a lot.
A ton.
I'm wondering if within just this category, I think if you like orange wine, you know, we all kind of said we liked all three to a degree.
Yeah, that's absolutely. True.
Not Which mad makes at you wonder, I mean, it makes you understand why it's having a moment. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, can it get way bigger than this? Because, we all liked it.
Thank you.
Is this like something that everybody needs to try, you know?
Here's the other thing. These all look wildly different. I wonder if one of the problems, this is like totally nerdy, but it's like scalability. Like, do people freak the fuck out? Or like, do big companies mercifully freak out about, like, oh, well, if we can't replicate this cloudiness in every bottle, then we can't sell it to enough people, and then it's a problem. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, isn't it good maybe that it is smaller scale and that all of these are more interesting and they're doing their own thing?
Feels like Skittles or something. Like, it's like, you know what you're getting when you open that bottle.
Yes, exactly.
Not from them, you know.
And these are more gentle, you know, it's just sort of a little more random. Cause like the number two one, what I wanted to say about it, it kind of reminds me of like a Saison beer. It looks like, do you know what I'm talking about those? They're like they call it like farmhouse ales. Cause it's like they were originally made with like, you just leave a bunch of fruit and stuff out on like, in like a bucket on your farmhouse porch over the winter. And then what comes out is like weird cloudy beer. And like that to me is what this is. And I bet like you could have, you know, 50 vineyards try to replicate this and it all like be a little bit different, you know, but it's all kind of the same bag of, you know, what you want. I'm getting drunk, you guys.
No, it's a word I don't like to say.
Get it.
I really am embarrassed. They're funky.
Funky. Well, oh, one of my least favorite words. Yes, they are eclectic and funky. Oh my God.
The worst word in the world. And
I'll be, you're so right.
If I didn't have anything else to replace it with. Because I could have said different. What does that mean? They're funky. They just are.
Funky.
And I hate it. I hate that word.
Beautiful.
Cheers. I'm a bona fide orange wine fan. So, Casey, we have one more segment of the show. But before we get to that segment, vitamin water IV, please.
Not vitamin water, right? It's not like you're getting the 50 cent triple X.
You're not.
Zero.
Give me the 50 cent flavor.
You know, my whole life I've had dehydration issues. And then I will say I found a place where they'll, you know, you do an IV. And it's definitely like some schools of thought are like, it helps you not at all. It's a placebo. But then other people are like, it's incredible for you. I'm dehydrated a lot. I feel like a million times better if I do it. And sometimes I'll admit, I'll do it if I go, I think I've mentioned a mom. I get tired. I don't drink enough water. If I've had a big drinking night, I sometimes will just do it. There's a ton of places you can go, and it's strange. It's strange.
Now,
but I feel better.
Okay.
Did any of them come to you?
Oh yeah.
Yes. I didn't want to.
Cause I know in Vegas,
I do. Like,
yeah. I've heard of that as like a Vegas thing, you know, we'll come to your hotel, but like, I would make sense that they are in LA as well.
They do. And they're great for migraines. Just throwing that out.
Yes. Oh, I suffer from migraines.
You're pregnant and have massive, that's how I got started in them, like nausea every day, like where I couldn't even really get up. They're helpful for more of the extremes, but if you've drunk a ton and you're just like, I can't go on living, like it's an option.
And how did you get in touch with your dehydration and knowing that that was an issue for you?
So what was the first one?
Yeah.
Guys, there's so many instances, but my friends are just like, just have water and stop, like enough. But in college, I was kind of hospitalized for dehydration, like doing a play, and I was just like fainted, and everyone's like, I am like, I know I'm eating a ton. And I just started to realize I just was drinking like that much water a day, and it's pathetic.
But I also think that we also grew up in an era that like, we didn't grow up in an era with bottled water you could buy at the grocery store even. Like, I don't remember, my parents weren't like, you got to drink your water. Like, I was just drinking beverages. You know what I mean? Water wasn't a thing.
Day to day. I mean, like, yeah, of course I wasn't.
Our kids have water bottles with them all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
Like, so they're setting the bar for us. Like, you know, they have the shits with them. In the car, at school.
You drink water. Meanwhile, I'm like, here's my Coke.
Yeah. But like, I really don't remember. Like, if I went to a restaurant.
Joy down, Jojo. Push that bottle away. Like, when people do it, it just reminds me of like wellness. And I'm like, we're having fun here. That water. That water coming out.
Get that shit out of here.
Like, I got to get home. It's like, keep that away.
That's me looking at my watch.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
You're on a vacation and someone's like, now what time's your flight leaving? It's like, we just got here.
Here we go.
Thank you for tying that back to beverages, because that is a giant pet peeve of mine. Enjoy your vacation.
Maurice right here. Just Sunny D's and Capri Suns for the 90s kids. That's right. And soda.
Accurate.
Like that. That's
Ecto Cooler. Throw it so in the accurate. Mix.
Like I wasn't getting I wasn't drinking water when we went to a restaurant. You know what I mean? I was ordering a root beer or whatever. Yeah.
I still remember the fact that my best friend's mom, shout out Maureen Warren, was refilling like a big Poland Springs, the tall, like whatever they were, like 1.5 liter bottles.
Yeah.
She'd keep one in the car. And we thought that was fucking weird and hilarious. You know, it was just like, oh man, she just like says like, she stays hydrated even in the winter when it's just like cold and who wants to drink water?
It was like that was the same lady that had like Tom's toothpaste before Tom's toothpaste was normal.
100%. Yes.
I was like doing yoga, hot yoga or something. It's like, ooh.
We didn't have that where I'm from, but yes, that she would have if.
Well, I'm
given
saying
the
person
to,
was
you're
doing
correct.
That like multiple years early, like
yes,
not wow,
crazy. Yep. Okay, well, okay, we have one more. Segment.
I also got to shout out IVs. That same kid grew up to be in the Air Force Special Forces, and he brought IVs illegally to my bachelor party and was giving them to people because they are fucking instant hangover cures. He gave me one in the back of a car in the state of Florida, and it was a life changer. So if anyone's saying it is bullshit, it is 100% not. They are. It is a real, especially as a hangover cure, there's nothing like it, but it's medical treatment. So it's hard to recommend. You know, it's like hard to be like, well.
No, it's very hard to recommend. And that's why when I was doing it, it was really tough. But
I love that. I'm so.
Ask how do moms, how do we do it all? How do we have it all? Like,
Love it.
Oh my God. Your
okay.
Friend.
So Casey, before we wrap up, we have one more segment. And that segment is called
Brian's question.
So when we first started the show, my brother-in-law sent us 100 questions. We plowed through those. Now we're on the second 100 questions. And Jojo, what is this week's question? We're going to pull it up and Casey, maybe
just
you can read it.
Sent you these questions.
Just for fun. Just we didn't even fun. Pay him. This is, I got to say, I did sneak a peek at this one. I try not to.
Yeah.
We're in the flow.
Casey,
so
can you see
you
that?
Can you
read that?
Great questions, Brian.
So you have to read the question out loud if you can.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Brian's question number 17. What drink do you order at a bar that you wish you could make at home?
Fantastic.
And that is a spicy margarita. Margarita is a very tricky drink to make. I have tried so many times to look it up and to try. It's very tricky.
Yes.
Get it right. It's too sugary. It's too sour. It's hard.
And have you, in this mission of trying to figure it out, just thrown your hands up and found a mix, a go-to mix that you love?
Of course I have. Can I remember the name of it right now? No, but it's a jalapeno spicy margarita mix. It's not too sugary. It's everywhere.
It's pre-spiced.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
And then you add your tequila over ice. And I've thrown my hands up, but I wish I don't want to do that.
No, that's okay.
I have no choice, you know.
But sometimes.
But I also like them with a little less sugar. That's very hard to achieve.
That's tough.
Where they're still good.
Have you ever tried to do the one where it's basically no sugar? It's just like fresh lime juice and Cointreau and tequila. I think that's all it is. Like the OG.
I have to say at a bar, like, you know, I don't love with diet culture today to be like, can I have a skinny margarita? It just feels uncomfortable. So I'll be like, I have sort of skinny, sort of fat. But I was like, what? Like, I'm just like.
It's like a healthy weight. Just like, can we agree with this?
Intuitive eating, like, I just because it's too skinny and it's like bitter. It's not good. You know, regular margarita can be too sugary. It's very tricky. So, Brian, do you have any tips?
We've got two people in the chat who are saying Tanteo jalapeno tequila. So this sounds like an infused tequila says T-A-N-T-E-O.
Tanteo.
Tanteo. All right. Shout out to the beverage rep in the chat. Oh man. Roro, do you have one?
That I wish that I could make at home.
Yeah.
Tanteo.
No, you know, honestly, no, because and I guess I'm not making them. My wife's making them, but I used to love ordering old fashions out and about. And so, but Elizabeth
makes a nice old fashioned.
She's a pro and makes a simple syrup that's so good.
She's making simple syrup?
Yeah, like a festive kind of like wintery
festive.
One.
Oh. Festive?
Yeah, like a Christmas simple syrup. Oh.
Festivus for the rest of us. She really is?
Yeah. Wow.
It's delicious. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't really have one because when I'm at a bar now, it's always tequila for me. Or Tito's and soda, and no joke, Casey, because of your husband, inspired by that. It's such a good, great, clean order. Wow.
Great. So I'm a gaslighter, and now Roro's a psycho because he ordering Tito's and soda.
Only for psychopaths. Yeah.
Oh, man. So yeah, no, just no real other cocktails in your repertoire.
No, not really. What about you, Jojo?
It's hard to disagree with the margarita because I agree. I can distinctly remember one time I got the homemade, just basic margarita, the right proportions by accident, you know? And so it is hard to think like, I love having shit down. I love making Negronis because it's just like a one-to-one-to-one thing. I love a Manhattan because it's also just like a few ingredients. It's easy to rip up and just like do right.
Same with the Aperol Spritz. You're just like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And it's always like, it's kind of impressive. It looks good. I feel like I can do like certain martinis and all that kind of thing. So give me like a scorpion bowl. I want to like fuck up like a Long Island iced tea. I want a thing that's just like a bunch of stuff mixed together, but that I just know how to whip that out.
And people are like, wow.
And I also do like a sweet drink. What can I say? I want to make a good tiki cocktail.
We need to do a on location Long Island iced tea episode at some point because that is a beverage. That is a thing. I haven't had one of those in 25 years, probably.
We need to get somebody's mom as our guest for that. Like they need to be the person on the show who's like a long time Long Island iced tea.
I feel like if you're making a Long Island iced tea at home, I have all sorts of questions for you.
I'm upset.
You're upset?
If you are. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Even if that was your pandemic fix, it's like, it does feel a little bleak.
A little.
Not a twisted tea or something else.
What were you guys drinking in the beginning of the pandemic? Just like the beginning.
It was Negroni, the thing that I was having them a lot. Shout out Zebulon in Los Angeles. I was going to a lot of shows there. They made a solid Negroni. And for some reason I was just into drinking those outdoors. And so I was trying to recapture all that. And I just started making them at home. And so it was Negronis and Manhattans all locked down for me.
Oh, that's nice. I'm super boring. I was just ripping that Casamigos Reposado.
Just
straight with a straw, chill pipe.
What about you, Casey?
I was so strange. I was getting into Bailey's over ice.
Respect.
Holiday. Yes.
It's so comforting. I can't even tell you.
No, that honestly sounds so perfect.
It was like, I'm at home.
It makes all sorts of sense.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, we just gasped.
Yeah, it was like the world's ending. Let me just pass.
Oh my gosh. Well, Casey, you have been a tremendous guest. Thank you so much for coming on this skin contact journey with us. Oh. Is there anything that you would like to plug to the Bevheads out there tonight?
Oh my gosh, Bevheads. I have a new podcast that's out on Wondery that I narrate called Fed Up, which is about influencers at war with each other, and people are really liking it, which I'm thrilled by.
Amazing.
I saw your post about that today, and I couldn't believe it wasn't fictional. I'm so excited to dig into that one. It really sounded like it was a fictional story.
Very important story. Just kidding. It's not, but it is really important. It's taken with
sounds amazing.
Yeah. But I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much. And Jojo, real quick, Casey, do you like ducks? Jojo has a pet duck. That's why we, in the beginning of the show, said you might like ducks. How do you feel about ducks? We just always are curious.
I love ducks, but you have a pet duck?
Yeah, Mr. Snackers.
Yeah, in Los Angeles?
Well, yeah, it's a suburb, but he goes to Ducky Daycare because my landlady won't let us have anything other than cats.
But you do.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but wait, you have the duck, but the duck doesn't live with you?
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Fostering.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. I won't get into it.
Well, Casey, thank you again so much. Jojo, have fun out there. And did you say you're in Snoqualmie?
Snoqualmie. And I'll be heading up to Anacortes up in the deep Pacific Northwest. Amazing. I'll be shouting out some beverages along the way.
I would love that. Yeah, get some stuff up on the social media. Follow us at T-Bash Live.
I chugged a glass of rosé before we started. So. Oh, we're
beautiful. You can find Casey at Casey Rose Wilson. Casey, one more time, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. This was so much fun.
All right, and everybody else out there, go
fuck yourself.